Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Playing the wrong one.
Welcome to Arts Talk with the Johnson Brothers. Your hosts are printmaker, painter, illustrator, Dwayne Johnson, and actor, director, playwright, cartoonist, Dennis Johnson. Each week, they'll bring you guest artists who will talk about what it's like working in their selected field of art, their careers, and any upcoming projects they might have. Now, here are your hosts, Dwayne and Dennis.
Today's show was recorded at a live event, so there is a lot of background noise throughout, so please bear with that. Today, we have with us the band Bantam Rooster. They're a great band that plays just about every genre of music there is, and they have a high-energy, wonderful performance. So if you get a chance, go out and see them live. So welcome to the show.
I looked at a camera, but not on my face. We're with Bantam Rooster.
Bantam Rooster?
Some of Bantam Rooster. It's not all of them.
Yeah.
You want to introduce who you are, what your instruments?
I'm Shane Morgan. I play keyboard.
Sitting up.
I'm Courtney Rainer, and I sing and play the tambourine.
I'm Jimmy Slater. I play the saxophone and sometimes the cowbell.
Hi, I'm Josh Dalton, and I play sometimes guitar, sometimes bass guitar, and I sing.
My name's John Chaney. I'm guitar and vocals. Not with us is Matt Hansen, who's our bassist, and Terry Burrows, another one of our guitarists. Dave Beitzel, who's our trombone player, and Doug Woolard, who is
people
our
people of both past and complete. Fourth time.
So how did Bantam Rooster get started?
These guys right here. The Morgan brothers, Bantam. Many years ago.
Well, when I was 12 years old. I was learning to play guitar, and at the time, my cousin, who actually was with us when we started, I'll get there in a second, came over to our house to teach me a few things on the guitar. He played guitar. And so we were working on a few things, and Shane was in the room over in the basement playing piano, playing Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. And he said, hey, why don't you guys come in here and play? So our cousin, Dole, at that time, got in there and he started playing along.
And
I jumped in on the drums, and we're like, hey, we got a band. We should really do this thing. So it was just the three of us at that time, and we played three songs. We played Johnny B. Good, the opening riff of 2564 by Chicago, and what else was it?
The original, Song 1.
Oh, yeah, we played a basic blues riff, which we called Song 1. And we didn't sing anything at that point.
Yeah.
And so from there it grew. We added a bass player on down the road, and added Jimmy. He's our longest standing member. Standing member with us. Then added John. And
yeah, I've been playing with the group for about 5 years. Jimmy's been about 6. I've been about 5. A lot of these other folks came in at sort of around 10 years ago. That's a good story.
Christian. While we were in our basement, the three of us playing, at that point our first gig was a local talent show in town. And so we said we had to have a name for that, so we came up with
So Classic. Yeah, me and my cousin were playing in the basement.
It wasn't a garage band, it was a basement band. We had to have a name for that.
Classy basement band.
Moral Tenet.
Exactly. Right. So we had to have a name for that, and we came up with Damage Control. And then about a week after that, MTV came out with a show named Damage Control. So we went back to the drawing board again, and at that point we were not good at all. And we were playing in our basement, and our grandmother came down and said, I wish you guys would shut up. We sound like a bunch of Bantam Roosters cackling down here. We're like, that's it. That's
Virginia alumni. Have we got any country music fans out there today?
Yeah.
We got a few. Yeah. All right. Sing along with us.
And I'm not going to sing this song until I get a louder response. Are there any country music fans in the crowd today? That's what I thought. Sing along with me.
Basically, what we try to do is
quality.
Yeah, that as well.
Quality.
Yeah, we do quality music.
We lay it down. We all have pretty good music chops.
Yeah, you know, we kind of try and in rehearsals and everything, we're very kind of perfectionist to a degree about all the details of what we're playing and making sure everything is good and all that. But when we get out on stage to do live things, a lot of our philosophy is we want people to have the best night they've ever had with us, So that's kind of one of the driving ideas is you want to have the most fun you've had ever. And lay it all out there, let loose.
You can't get that with a DJ. There's no interaction.
Yeah.
That kick goes out of bounds.
It's all about the audience.
No.
Kick off out of bounds.
Like, DJ. Our
goal is every show that no matter what we play, one song will fit one person out there. Everyone will have a song that they love.
Yeah.
So we always make sure that's our goal every time.
Already buried me.
Gordy Rayner. All right.
How many of you graduated in music or theater? I know a couple of you did.
I did. Yeah.
Matt did.
Yeah, Matt was a music major as well.
Dave Will.
Yeah, Dave, actually our trombone player, Dave Weitzel, is still in a music program.
Christmas, can you know?
That's right, yeah.
Definitely.
A lot, quite a few of them. He plays with a couple of different symphonies, like the Durham Symphony and...
So he's definitely
a couple of
Jeff Boudreau.
So basically, a lot of you are pretty much trained,
That's
very true. Yeah.
First down!
Some of us are
Some of us. I sing Aretha Franklin, but I sing opera for 4 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So now you get to throw an opera song.
Learning something about
it. Yeah.
Learning something.
Very
true.
Yeah, exactly. You know, routine. You know, that would really. At Christmas we kind of did.
Rock opera.
Yeah, it was kind of a rock opera kind of thing. It was more like classical.
Going to the ball carrier.
Kind of Phantom of the Opera is a rock opera.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that kind of.
Talk about my Wadri Kowski.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third down.
Now we kind of want to take it back just a little bit. Not take it all the way back, just a little bit of the way back. Not too far at all, just a little ways. How many 90s kids do we have out here today? Oh, man. That was weak, you guys. One more time, how many 90s kids we got? All right. This ought to be fun. Who likes Ricky Martin? 1, 2, 3, woo! You keep
Actually, it wasn't very recently. It's kind of come to fruition. I mean, a couple of years ago, we were making a promo video for, you know, to kind of help us get gigs, so people can kind of, you know, get an idea of, okay, this is what I'm buying. You know? We went into the studio to record some promo tracks, so we could then sync it with the video and everything like that. And in the studio, we got all kind, you know, we got a ton of stuff done in a short amount of time that we really felt like was quality. And we were, you know, whenever you're in a band, you always have, you know, experiences with trying to take a band into the studio and record. And I would say that probably more often than not, those experiences are not positive. It is difficult to get a large group, any large ensemble in a studio and to make a quality recording. And we were really impressed with how everybody handled it. And so Shane came to me and said, you know, that whole, you know, writing our own songs thing, maybe we should try some of that, you know, because we had mentioned it to each other over the years a few times, but it didn't ever kind of become a thing until then. You know, he said, yeah, let's do that. And so kind of began the process of writing some music and workshopping it with other members of the band, and that kind of brought us to now, this year, in June?
June.
Yeah, in June we debuted our song, Carolina for the Weekend, which is co-written by myself and Mr. Shane Morgan, and we
modern take on beach music.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, we play a lot of beach music and kind of wanted to, you know, update that a little bit. But
what's that? 39. Currently, Carolina for the Weekend is 39 on the beach music charts.
Yeah,
we were number 8 earlier this morning in a countdown over towards Charlotte. Charlotte.
When you get more people in.
Yeah, there you go.
Right,
we've been lucky, very fortunate to be able to get some radio time. Yesterday, we were on Appalachian State University's radio station and played that song and a new song that's gonna premiere, I guess, soon. Yeah, we've not quite got it. Everything finished yet, exactly. So, we've got more stuff coming out. We definitely plan to continue releasing a lot of music. Courtney and I wrote a song together. Jimmy's helped me write some music that'll come out in the future, and you know, so we all like to kind of get involved with it and collaborate and like that.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
We enjoy the travel.
The turnaround this weekend was really fast.
I mean, you know, we got home at 3 o'clock and then left out at 3 o'clock in the morning and left out at, you know, 7 or 8. You got home at 4.
3:30.
We all got home between 3 and 4. And then we had to turn around at 7 and, you know, come head back here. So the traveling is fun. The turnaround this weekend was quick.
Normally, you don't do it like that, right? Did you just set up your Summer in the City tour, what, about a month ago or something?
September, we finished it up.
And so typically that was what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe?
There were a few Wednesday shows, but usually it was Wednesday or Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah.
About what, 10 days spread over 3 months, basically?
Yeah.
So. Took us all up and down the North Carolina coast.
Yeah, we've kind of been everywhere.
Marion Wright, the ball carrier, but there is a slow.
Wilmington, the beach, the mountains, Shelby, Benson.
We covered the state.
Yeah.
Down into South Carolina.
Yeah, we went to Greenville, South Carolina.
All over down to Emerald Isle next week, and then to Hilton Head.
Yeah, we've got some beach shows coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beaches, like, wind, winter. Oh, yeah. It was good, though. I mean, that was great. I see that now because of those last night.
A lot of wind last night.
I was cold. Yeah. I was cold. We're all cold. Campbell University of Cowboys Gate Pride. We are Baton Rouge out of Ashburn, North Carolina. We're going to leave you with one more. Get ready for a Campbell homecoming win. Yeah.
Phantom Rooster in 5 years or 10 years?
Still performing.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to
answer
that.
You guys been 12 years or something like that now?
10. 12. Yeah, 12, but
these
really,
Filippo,
10 performing.
12, yes, 10
that's
over 10,
90,
10 a little
King.
More, and then I'd say it was the last 5 or 6.
And that cuts up third down.
I would say the last 5 or 6 years have been, like, really, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not focused. We've been a little bit more steady, I guess is the word. I can't think of the word, but we hit a point where we, like, sort of laid that foundation and built up from there.
Yeah.
But we, I mean, those two. I'm a kid, so I don't get fine.
We always do a real
good show,
like
you said, high energy, and we really make the first people perform core important to us. Pause with the ball carrier. So it's kind of fit itself a little bit. You know, there are also plans to, you know, we've been really excited about this whole original music project we've been doing, and, you know, we want to expand that. We're going to keep, you know, keep writing music, keep releasing it, and we're gonna keep running around playing shows for people. As long as people keep coming.
People,
you know?
Listen,
so
at least my body will hold out too.
Yeah.
But don't do these 2 day things.
Right, exactly.
Give yourself some room.
It was tough. But it was fun. I do all over again. I do it every weekend.
None of us do it because we have to.
Gray Sound is the ball carrier.
We love each other, but we love the crowd. That's a big
thing.
We really do. That's
we are not Phantom Rooster unless the crowd.
Yeah, they were playing
that. Then we're really. That makes the show.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
The feedback, the power, the energy they give us is just amplified.
Oh, yeah.
We give it back to them, like,
and they definitely enjoyed it today, from what I saw.
Yeah.
Even with all the other distractions going on over there.
Yeah, you know, football and food trucks and everything like that.
Well, thank you all.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Run past the